This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. We're now going to focus in on an ongoing issue in America, how to improve the country's education system. 45 states have adopted an education initiative known as the Common Core State Standards. It's a voluntary, state-led effort. The federal government has no role in implementing these standards. Supporters say they will significantly improve what schools teach and prepare students for college and work. Critics say it's a misguided attempt to dictate the first ever national curriculum. NPR's Claudio Sanchez found some skeptics among faculty and students at Shawnee Mission East High School, just outside Kansas City, Kansas.
It's 2 p.m., crunch time for students who write for The Harbinger, the award-winning online student newspaper at Shawnee Mission East High.
You couldn't get a quote from somebody.
I mean, we shouldn't have waited till today anyway, so it's our fault. We just need to delete it.
One of the editors, a tall, lanky 17-year-old, hovers over his reporters.
I'm Duncan McLaughlin, co-editor of our high school news publication.
McLaughlin and his reporters have pored over countless documents about the so-called Common Core Standards and talked to Kansas State legislators who pushed for their adoption, trying to understand why they're even necessary.
I think it's because we've known for years that there's something wrong with our education system, that there's better ways to be doing what we're doing.
Although that's not readily apparent here. 98% of Shawnee Mission East High graduates, after all, go on to college. But experts say high-achieving schools like this one are the exception, not the rule. Most students finish high school without the knowledge and skills necessary to succeed in college or the workplace. Why? Because in most states, the tests, the curricula, the standards are all pretty weak, poorly designed. The Common Core is an attempt to get all states to adopt the same rigorous standards, beginning with English and math. But McLaughlin says it's still not clear.
How is it going to change our learning in the classroom? And our coverage on that has been sparse because we don't know.
The most important thing to know is that it was actually teachers who had the most important voice in the development of the Common Core standards.
That's David Coleman, considered to be the architect of the Common Core standards. He started working on them years ago as one of the founders of Student Achievement Partners, a private consulting group. Today, he's president of the College Board, which administers the SAT. Coleman credits 45 governors thus far for putting their political differences aside and moving to adopt the Common Core.
So you had states bringing their best work to the table, the best of their work on their standards.
Coleman says the Common Core standards, kindergarten through 12th grade, are tougher and go much, much deeper, which is why states that have field-tested them, like Kentucky, have seen kids' test scores plummet by as much as 30%.
Those kids who score 30% lower, that's just about the number of kids who are on their way to remediation in college. So they may have been passing previous state tests. Those tests were presenting kids as ready who were not.
So, to hear Coleman tell it, the Common Core standards will provide a more accurate snapshot of what kids actually know and are able to do. Not everybody, though, thinks that's true.
It's not. It's not.
Carl Krawitz is the principal at Shawnee Mission East High.
In fact, I think Common Core are going to set education back even further. Because you're dictating curriculum. You're dictating what people are supposed to regurgitate on some kind of an assessment that is supposed to gauge how well kids have learned the material and how well teachers have taught the material. The reality is those tests don't do either one of those things.
Krawitz, who still teaches chemistry at his school, says Common Core proponents also assume that there's a consensus about what should be taught.
Kansas is struggling right now. I mean, my goodness, we're still trying to figure out whether or not evolution should be taught.
Now, to be clear, the Common Core standards are only a guide for states to follow as they write their curricula. Still, critics argue that the standards are too rigorous, too complex, developmentally inappropriate, especially in the early grades. Some even dispute that teachers actually wrote the standards. Krawitz worries most that the Common Core will impose more testing.
And there's a big thing people need to understand. Testing in this country is big business.
He says the testing industry stands to make tons of money.
To me, the real question is not who makes money. The question is it worth it?
David Coleman says, yes, it is worth it, because too many students, especially poor minority children today, aren't being challenged.
And these standards are the most serious attempt this country has yet made to really come to grips with those early sources of inequality.
Many school reformers say that's one big reason they support Common Core standards. Convincing educators in the trenches, like Carl Krawitz, is another matter.
I would do everything I can to keep Common Core out of this school.
Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.